Doug Danger is our reporter on Entertainment Matters. He reports for the Orange County Courier. We've got Doug on the line from Newport Beach this evening. Doug, good evening.
Good evening, Phil.
Tell me about this. What do you think is going on with the two of them?
Phil, I don't think it's anything more than the absolute prejudice and homophobia that's felt in Hollywood that has finally just gotten to these two very, very gifted performers. And I think what they have decided to do is get out of the rat race. I know people who are close to them have told me that they have both been very frustrated with what has been, it seems, a series of closed doors. The two of them cannot be denied. They are gifted performers. Anne Hayes is a tremendous actress. Ellen DeGeneres is a very, very funny woman. So there's no denying that they do have the talent, world-class talent, I'd like to add, to be tremendous stars in their own right. And what has happened to them, I think, is that because of what exists in Hollywood and has existed in Hollywood since the 1920s, almost since the film business began, is a rampant homophobia, a lot of closed doors, a lot of bigotry, a lot of people who just do not want to work with gay people or lesbians. As a gay journalist, as a gay man, I came out last spring, and I know the long, hard road. Personally, Phil, I speak from personal experience that people have to travel in the entertainment business in this town to try and get anywhere. And I know what I have had to suffer, and I certainly can't imagine well what these two women have had to suffer themselves. So I think that what's going on right now is a typical, I think, of what happens to gay performance in this town.
Can I ask you a question? There's a film due out to... Actually, it's in the theaters right now, Gods and Monsters, with Ian McKellen.
Absolutely great film, Phil.
Now, he plays James Whale, who is the director of Frankenstein. And James Whale not only was gay, but he was out, correct, in the 30s?
James Whale was one of the few very courageous performers, courageous artists, I should say, back in the 1930s, who did come out, who was very unabashed and very courageous, and really didn't take any prisoners when it came to his orientation. But those people are few and far between, Phil. You do not have that. You do not have that kind. You do not see or witness often that kind of courage in Hollywood. I think we've seen it with Anne Hayes. I think we've seen it with Ellen DeGeneres. But frankly, there are a lot of people still in the closet. And what has happened to these two wonderful performers, Anne Hayes and Ellen DeGeneres, two very, very gifted artists, I think is a crime. I think that the harassment that they have had to undergo, I think the discouragement that they have felt, I think the constant bigotry that they have encountered that is brutalizing not only to one's career, but is brutalizing to one emotionally, obviously has taken its toll. And these two women have decided they're going to pull up stakes and just get out of town, as you indicated. I think it's a tragedy because we need them, and we need them so desperately. We need their artistry. We need the talent so very desperately.
Now, I want to mention something here. If I may, Anne Heche came out in the spring of 97. She announced that she was partnered with Ellen DeGeneres, that they were lovers. And you're talking about the bigotry that she's encountered. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. She, since that time, has appeared in 6 Days and Seven Nights. She's starring in Psycho. She's going to be in Ed TV, which is a Ron Howard project. She has been in Wag the Dog. It seems to me, and again, I don't know that much about her career, but it seems to me that since she announced that she was a lesbian, she's working like more than ever before.
I think, Phil, what you see in this town is there are a lot of people in the closet still. And Ellen DeGeneres and Anne Hayes are just two examples of courageous performers. You mentioned James Whale. This is going back, you know, some 60 years with James Whale, 60-plus years. But Ellen DeGeneres and Anne Hayes are two of the more courageous performers, but there are a lot of people in the closet in this town still, Phil, and they want to stay in the closet. And I know who a lot of them are, and I will not out those people as out of respect for them, but I know who they are. I came out in the spring. Ellen DeGeneres come out. There's a few of us who are willing to take a chance. All right.
Yeah, but you didn't. Did you hear my question?
I'm sorry?
Well, what I'm asking you is, ever since Anne Hayes, ever since it's been made public that she is a lesbian, she has been in countless movies. I mean, to be honest with you, I never heard of her before she announced that she was lovers with Ellen DeGeneres. And then after I heard of her, now all she does are movies. I mean, she's starring in Psycho, which is out. She's starring in, like I said, she had a great role in Wag the Dog. I can't think of the other one, 6 Days and Seven Nights. You know, it seems like her career, Volcano was another one, it seems like her career is doing very well.
Again, you have to listen to what I'm saying. There's a lot of people still in the closet in this town.
Right.
And they do not have the courage to come out. And I think when we do see that, I think you're going to see it changing the guard in Hollywood.
Yeah, but you're not hearing me. How is it that she can say that they're leaving town and everything has been crap when she's been doing nothing but kicking ass? I mean, she's been in all these movies.
All these people are still in the closet. They don't want the same thing to happen to them that's happened to Ellen DeGeneres. That's what I'm trying to say to you. They don't want that.
No, I know that. But do you hear what I'm asking you?
Yes, I hear what you're asking me.
That Anne Heche is doing... She, in other words, when she... Okay, now I got to take a break. What I'm saying is when she announced that she's a lesbian, now I see her in nothing but movies.
Again, you have to address the number of people who are in the closet still in this town, Phil. I think you're going to see a changing of the guard.
I don't think you heard my question.
I heard your question very well.
All right, hold the line. Does anybody out there know what I'm... Maybe he doesn't hear what I'm saying. I'm saying that Ellen DeGeneres and Anne Heche, since they announced their romance, since they went public with their romance in 1997, it seems to me that at least in Anne Heche's case, she's done nothing but work. And I mean in starring capacities. Or co-starring. Phil Hendry's show... Doug Danger is on the line with us. We're talking about big news that hit Hollywood today, that Anne Heche and Ellen DeGeneres are calling it quits. They're splitting. They're leaving town. They say it's because after coming out as a couple in 1977, announcing their romance publicly, that they cannot get work, that there is a... And you agree with them, Doug, that there is a fair amount...
Yeah, Phil, I think, yes, I not only do agree with them, I'm a little bit incredulous as to why you can't understand that yourself. These are two very gifted performers. Ellen DeGeneres had her program pulled from underneath her. You know, and the...
Yeah, but I said to you that Anne Heche has done nothing but work. She's famous. After this whole thing with Ellen DeGeneres, she's doing movie after movie after movie.
There's a lot of people that are still in the closet. And
you keep saying that, and I keep asking you a question that you will not answer.
Phil, I'm trying to answer your question, okay? There are a lot of people in this town that are still in the closet. I know who they are. I'm not going to out them, but I'm saying that if we have the example of Anne Heche and Ellen DeGeneres, more gay people are going to come out.
What's that got to do with what I'm asking you?
With what?
With the question that I asked you. If Anne Heche is the victim of some homophobia or some bigotry in Hollywood, how come after she announced her romance with Ellen DeGeneres, I've seen her in movie after movie after movie after movie? How has her career suffered?
I guess you don't... if I'm not making myself clear...
You're not making yourself clear. And that's the only question I'm at. All right, let me take a phone call. Maybe you need to think about it. I don't know. Here's Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes,
ma'am. This guy's not getting it. I mean,
What do you want me to get? What am I not getting?
You're not getting the fact that, okay, she's out, fine. Half of Hollywood is gay. So what? Her career is exploding right now. I mean, what is she complaining about?
You know how many people are still in the closet in this town? You would not believe.
But so what? Maybe if they came out, their career would explode as well.
Well, listen, I'm a gay man. All right, I'm a gay journalist. I came out last spring in the hopes that I could be an inspiration to other young gay people and other people who are afraid, who are still in the closet, who are afraid of this kind of bigotry. I think African-American people would feel a solidarity with what a lot of gay people are going through right now.
Not if I knew my career would explode. I mean, look what's happened to her. I mean, what is the complaint?
What's happened to her is she's gay and nobody wants to hire her.
What do you mean nobody wants to hire her? She's getting movies. She's in Psycho. She's in Wag the Dog.
She's totally exploding.
She's exploding. I mean, in what way is she exploding? You know,
she's very successful in her career. I mean, what more can she ask for? I mean, that's what she wants.
I think that she's being treated like a slave. I think she's being treated like a black person in the South in the 50s.
Well, will you explain that?
Are you gay?
No, but I'm black.
Well, you can't understand how gay people feel.
But
you just said that black people could feel solidarity.
But unless you're gay.
Why should she feel that way? If her career is rolling, I mean, why is she feeling, you know...
It's white slavery is what it is.
Okay, why?
What do you mean?
Why do you feel that way?
Why are you saying...
Mr. Ernie, I can handle one question at a time, not two.
All right, sorry.
You get to the point. I mean, you're saying that she's having a problem with the fact that she came out. What is the reason? I know she may have felt that, okay, maybe I should have told everyone.
What I'm saying is Anne Heche is no more than what the studios are doing to Anne Heche, what the studios are doing to Ellen DeGeneres, no more than them wanting to pick cotton.
Well, why don't she pass the parts over to a black person and maybe see how they feel?
There you go. How about a lot of African-American, a lot of black folks, actors who are not performing or not working for whatever reason, they ain't got enough pimp rolls or whatever, and they could sure as hell use the work. Why don't they do that?
She's not getting prostitutes.
Hey,
that's the point.
What roles does Ellen DeGeneres and Anna?
She's not playing prostitutes. I mean, come on. She has starring roles.
She's getting lousy work.
What's lousy about what she's doing?
They might as well ask her to pick cotton. What role can you name
that she's played where she's played a cotton picking role?
She's paying that psycho deal. They get her cut up in a shower. Boom. She's out of the movie.
That's one of the pivotal roles in Psycho. That's the Janet Leigh role in Psycho.
Jamie Lee Curtis plays those parts, and she's not getting. I mean, she's not complaining.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Okay.
She gets those type of roles. I mean, she's well respected.
And guess what? Jamie Lee Curtis is straight. Thank you.
Well, but she's well respected, so, and she's playing these crazy psycho roles.
I think a lot of black folks.
Tell Ann to pass the parts over to a black person and see how. I mean,
oh, you want to pick cotton? I thought the black.
She's not picking cotton. That's my point. If she was picking cotton, then I would say I understand.
What are you talking about picking cotton?
I'm saying, Phil.
You're saying that she's playing these cotton picking roles.
That's exactly
she's not.
Right. She's playing nothing but cotton picking. I'll tell you right now, Ann Haitian.
One role that she's played is cotton picking role.
That lousy part she got in Wag the Dog. She was in the whole movie.
She was in the whole movie of Wag the Dog. It was a funny part. She was a funny character. She was a supporting role to Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro. It was great.
Listen to you, the straight man. You know, I heard you last hour with the young man African American descent. Now this hour, the straight man is going to tell it how it is. Is that it?
What are you talking about?
I don't care if she's gay or straight. My point is, I don't see what's the problem. I mean, she's getting paid out of the yin-yang. She's playing these wonderful parts. I mean, come on.
Ann Haitian, Ellen DeGeneres, just want to be able to go into a straight person's bathroom and take a crap like everybody else. Okay?
And they do. I'm sure at night.
They are not allowed to sit at certain lunch counters.
Oh, come on now.
What are you talking about, man?
They will not let the gay actors... No, wait, ma'am. Hold.
They want to cover the Sunday magazine. Did you see it? Go over to any of the studios.
Go over to any of the studios. They won't let the gay actors sit at the same lunch counter.
Give me a break. Half of Hollywood is gay. Hello?
Jump on the wagon. The out gay actors are not even allowed to eat at this or use the same drinking fountain as the straight one.
Oh, my God. Half of Hollywood is gay. Give me a break.
But they're not out. Nobody cares.
Everybody knows that.
What are you talking about? There's a gay section of the commissary.
Come on now. Hello?
You ask anybody who works over 20th Century Fox, they'll tell you.
But she's still getting work, though. I understand that.
Yeah, right. Butterfly McQueen work. Yeah, she's playing a nanny. She's playing a maid.
Well, why doesn't she just give up the part, then? Why doesn't she just say, I don't want to play the role? She's leaving town.
She's taken enough of the homophobia and the brutality. She's leaving town.
I know what the deal is. You want those parts. You want her to give them up so you can take them.
I want you to jump on the wagon of understanding, ma'am.
5201 KFI in L.A. County. Doug Danger is with us. He's an entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. And it may be because he's gay himself that he's not getting... Maybe I'm not asking the question right. I don't understand. The lady asked the question the same way. If Ann Haish and Ellen DeGeneres are victims of homophobia, if you take a look at Ann Haish's career since she announced her romance to Ellen DeGeneres, she's been doing nothing but working. You say, well, what about Ellen DeGeneres? Well, then that tells me it's not homophobia. It's got something to do with personality. That's what I would say. If Ann Haish is working but Ellen DeGeneres ain't, maybe there's a difference in the working style of these two people. If it's the fact that they're both gay, how come one of them's working and the other one ain't? Is only my question, and that's what I'm trying to ask Doug here. Phil Hendry's show, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. It's Phil Hendry's show here, and on the line, Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. I'm asking you a simple question, Doug.
Phil, there's something about our conversation that's a little bit disturbing. I got to jump in.
Go ahead.
I've known you for a number of years. You know that I'm an out gay man. I came out last spring. I did it in the hopes that I could not only free up my own life, but also, encourage other people, I think, to come out. And I was a little bit afraid of what was going to happen tonight. I think what's happening tonight has happened tonight. I've asked a lot of friends of mine to listen to your program. And right now, I think you're making a lot of what I've tried to do today look bad.
What am I doing? I asked the question, if Ann Haish and Ellen DeGeneres are the victims of homophobia in Hollywood, why is it Ann Haish, her career is kicking ass?
You see, again, I asked a lot of members of the gay community to listen to your program and to embrace your program because I know you've had some problems with gay people on your show. And
I haven't had any problems with any gay people on my show. You've known me for 10 years. You know I'm not a homophobe. What is wrong with the question, if Ann Haish is the victim of homophobia, why is she working so much?
You see what I'm saying?
Do I see what you're saying? What?
You see what I'm talking about. This is the creeping homophobia. And I'd like to ask you why...
What is homophobic about what I'm asking here?
I'd like to ask you why you're in denial, why you cannot embrace a couple of great artists like Ann Haish and Ellen DeGeneres, and why you've got to be homophobic.
I'm not homophobic. And I'm getting angry because I'm not getting the question that I'm asking answered here. She's working. She's working.
Is she really working? Did she get offered parts at some of the pre? I did not see Anne Heche or Ellen DeGeneres being offered work in Armageddon. I did not see her getting under the voice work that I know she was going after in Bug's Life or Titanic. Neither one of them have been offered parts in Star Wars. Are they working, Phil, or are they just hanging on?
She's going to be in Psycho. You call it hanging on? You call the Wag the Dog wasn't hanging on? You call it 6 days and seven nights with Harrison Ford, the biggest freaking male star in Hollywood today? You call that just hanging on?
Phil, again, if your homophobia is something that blinds you to the...
I'm not... Oh, boy. You know what, man? You're really going to start getting me angry.
Of course I'm getting you angry, because I'm an out gay man arguing with you, and you can't take that. As much as the straight world can't take it.
You know that is bullcrap. You know that that is bullcrap. You know that I'm asking a good question, and you won't answer it.
And you know you're living in denial about how you feel about gay people.
Oh, baby. You know, I'll stop answering the question. Yeah, you're right. Anne Heche is picking cotton, man. There you go. Riverside on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I have a comment. I'm a gay man, and I just have something.
I'm a gay man as well.
Well, that's not. I'm glad you are, and I'm glad you're telling all Southern California your sexual preference.
I do, because I believe that being out encourages and empowers other gay people who are still in the closet.
Well, it didn't do much to empower me. It kind of, actually kind of, you know, I'm kind of PO'd at this point. Let me clarify.
About what?
Well, first of all, I'm not a journalist. I'm an average gay male who is an average worker here in Southern California.
What do you do
and
for
has
you?
An average job. I'm a computer technician.
Mm-hmm.
And I work in a very, I guess, West L.A., whatever you want to use that.
I don't know that we want your life story. What did you want to say
okay.
about it?
What do you got to be rude to the guy for?
This journalist has an agenda. That's what he's pushing on your show.
What is my agenda, sir, other than to see two out
let me clarify.
Hollywood, okay?
Let me clarify. I've seen Ellen DeGeneres live and doing stand-up, and yes, she was funny. And when her series came out on ABC... I watched it, and you know what? It was dull. It was a rip-off of Seinfeld.
Well, it might have been, sir, but it was one of the highest-rated TV shows for
a lot of... Not in my book.
Well, maybe not in your book, but it was...
My humble opinion...
The bottom line in terms of advertisers was a very highly-rated show.
Can I say this, please?
Yeah, but it did take a hit.
In my humble opinion, the reason that I honestly think that Ellen DeGeneres came out on the show to boost ratings. That was the only reason. And as a gay person, and I've done some pretty bad...
You're gay, and you're saying these things.
Oh, I was a slut, for Christ's sake.
No, I'm not interested in your life. I'm talking about you're gay, and you're saying these things about these two gay people.
No, what I'm trying to say is, Ellen, in my opinion with Ellen DeGeneres, some of the stuff that I saw on her show after she came out offended me. And I'm not a right-wing Republican, for Christ's sake.
You know what?
And as far as Anne Heche is concerned,
she's a bad gay.
The girl is making more money than I am.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about being a bad gay?
I'm not a bad gay person.
You're a bad gay.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, because what you're doing, you're not gay, you're just a fag.
Okay, we don't need that kind of talk, all right? I'm trying to make a point here, and the man is backing me up 100%. Anne Heche,
I've learned in my professional career that most people don't really care whether I'm gay or straight.
Well, as a gay man, I'm proud of you for being gay, and I'm proud of me.
Well, I'm
prouder still of Anne Heche and Ellen DeGeneres taking a stand against the slave mentality.
Well, you haven't answered the question once. Anne Heche is starring in Psycho, 6 days and seven nights. Ed TV, working with one of the biggest directors in Hollywood, Ron Howard. She
well,
was with.
Well, it's making more
for
money
God's
than
sake.
I am, for Christ's sake.
I'm good gay, you're bad gay.
No,
you're bad gay.
What the hell is good gay, bad gay?
You're pushing an agenda on this radio show based on your sexual preference and the fact of two women that find it necessary to tell all of Southern California and the whole world, for that matter, they're lesbian antics.
Hey, well,
I don't like that.
You don't. I'm not one of these gay men that hates lesbians. Okay, you might be.
No, I don't either. Right? But I don't go out and broadcast to the whole world that I'm queer, for Christ's sakes. You know,
as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I just like to say I think they do a very good job. I think Anne Heche is very talented, and I'm sorry that you can't get on the gay thing.
Well, I am
on
the gay thing.
Get on the gay
thing, okay? I've been in gay pride parades. Hey, you want to know something?
What
would you
do? Are you out?
Let me ask you a question. Yeah, I'm out. But let me ask you a question.
Are you on the gay bandwagon?
What were you doing in 1982?
1982, I was in the closet.
Really? You know what I was doing?
What?
I was helping gay men die at the McAdory House, which was the first gay AIDS recovery center in the United States. Where were you?
You were killing gay men?
No, I was helping them.
He was working
die.
With them as they were dying.
It was a hospice. What were you doing in 1982, brother?
Whoopee-doo.
Okay.
Whoopee-doo.
Yeah, I've done
what
a lot of
What a child.
Things.
Okay. No, you're a child.
And you're a homophobe.
No, I'm not
Bill.
A child.
No, I'm not saying you are. I'm saying the danger is.
And you're a homophobe.
I'm a homophobe because I asked a really good question about Anne Hage. I've known you for 10 years. And by the way, I knew you were gay 10 years ago.
How'd you
and
know that?
First of all, how do you know that the host of this show is not straight?
Sir, in Riverside,
do
you think I'm a homophobe?
Bill Henry, that's
no.
true, Phil. Are you straight?
I do not think that the radio show host is a homophobe.
I think that's a
label that people use. It'd be very easy for me to tell this guy, you're black, you're wrong, and you're gay. But I don't do that.
All right, this gay guy that I'm talking to is a homophobe, then.
Are you talking to me, or?
You're homophobic.
No, I'm not.
How can he be homophobic? He's gay.
You're homophobic.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No. Okay,
yeah.
So... All right,
I gotta take it right. I gotta go to another call. I appreciate very much you suffering through this man's idiocy.
I just got one thing to say. If this guy is like so up and right, I have a challenge for him. Okay.
You're suffering from acute homophobia.
No, I have a challenge for this black man. I want to see him on the train I ride that goes through Compton, that goes through the hood, while the brothers on. I want him to tell everybody on the bus, "Hey, I'm gay. Everybody, deal with it." I challenge this guy to meet me on this train tomorrow morning. I challenge him, and he will not do that. He will do it in the fault line. He will do it any gay bar in California, but he will not come out on the train.
I think that's what the man's saying, coming out and...
Just quit the swishing, and I'll try it.
You know, swishing?
Quit the swishing.
Don't even do that with me, Mary.
Thanks very much. Thanks for the call.
I'll listen to you laughing and having a lot of fun with the gay people, huh?
Hey, Danger. You know, let me tell you something, okay?
Stop beating down gays, Phil. That's what I'm saying to you. Stop.
Let me tell you something, Danger. I've been listening to your big fat mouth now for an hour, okay? I won't bring up Anne Hache anymore. I won't bring up the fact she's working now more than ever before. You can talk about how she's on the cotton picking on the white slave train, whatever the hell it is, all right? Quit with your big fat mouth about me hating gays. You got it?
You got a problem with the gay community in this town, don't you? You really hate me, don't you?
Yeah, that's why I've been friends with you for 10 years. I've been friends with your gay ass for 10 years. Here's Chula Vista on KFIM 640. Hello.
I hate him too.
Listen to him.
I'm a black woman. I just can't believe what I'm hearing from this man.
The solidarity that gay people have with black people.
You're just utterly. You're pathetic. You are.
You hate gay guts, don't you?
No, I do not hate gay guts. I don't care for you because I totally agree with the last caller.
That's wishing queer. You agree with him?
I totally agree with him.
Stop it.
I mean, you know what? You're calling for all gays to come out of the closet. You're out of the closet. Why don't you mind your damn business?
Are you gay?
No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
What do you think about Anne Hache, the fact that she's treated just like a black slave?
She is not treated like a black slave.
Ma'am, she's a gay woman, and she's being...
You know what? Down. She's getting so much work because, you know, not you, but men like Phil Henry, probably, just straight men, they sort of like the idea of that bisexual thing, and I
Stop
think that's what she is.
Stop hating me, ma'am.
Okay? I don't hate you.
Anne Hache is forced to eat the metaphorical equivalent of watermelon.
You're pathetic, and you get off the black bandwagon because you gays, you people are not in the same boat. You can walk outside, and unless you trumpet the fact that you're gay, no one would ever know. But I can't hide being black, so you should just... Get off.
I can't hide being gay. I cannot hide that because that's who I am.
You know what? You're just one of those, probably an exhibitionist or whatever, and you probably go to the gay pride parades and dress as some kind of a woman.
I understand why Doug had to come out.
You don't understand anything about me. You're straight.
Okay, that's fine.
He didn't
maybe
have
I don't
to
understand
come out.
Jack,
he's,
all right?
He's a liar. He didn't
what
have
I'm
to come out.
What I'm asking you to do, ma'am, is to hug the gay person in me. Anne Hache is forced to take a metaphor.
You make it totally hard. I could never hug the gay person in you.
Saying,
you're just an ugly person.
I'm
how could
that.
I?
All I'm saying is Anne Hache has been metaphorically lynched.
You're crazy.
Why am I crazy?
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Ellen DeGeneres and Anne Hache
the only
have been
reason
metaphorically dragged behind a truck.
You know what? You're pathetic.
Come on! Where are you coming from, man? They're
this
living
man
on...
Is crazy.
They,
and I don't believe he's black,
live?
Phil Henry. I wouldn't
live?
Buy that for a million years.
I didn't say
and I wish
gay.
He would get on that train and go in that neighborhood and say he's gay. He would
lives.
Be ripped to smithereens.
Have you seen how Anne Hache lives? Have you seen how she lives?
I know she's making a lot of money, and the only reason Helen DeGeneres isn't is because she's not as attractive.
Anne Hache and Ellen DeGeneres have been forced to take a smaller home in Malibu.
You're crazy.
Oh, God, really? Oh, my God. God, let's get some canned goods over to them.
Oh, listen to you. Listen to the smart-ass white man.
Let me tell you something, man. They have to take a smaller house in Malibu, huh? I feel bad. I'm going to do a canned goods drive for them.
They've had water hoses turned
on
them.
He's being paid by...
No. They only have a four-bedroom home now, friend.
You're a liar.
They only have a four-bedroom home now, and they are taking a water hosing, a metaphorical water hosing.
Let me ask you this. Do you know who Harvey Milk was?
Harvey Milk was a great supervisor in San Francisco. He's one of the greatest men that I've ever heard of.
Well, he'd be totally ashamed of you.
Harvey Milk was a tremendous man, and he didn't make an ass out of himself.
Now you're talking about how great gay people are? Only I can say that, because I'm gay.
Well, screw you. I'm saying that he's great.
No, only I can say he's great.
Phil,
why?
Don't let this man waste your time.
All right, ma'am. Thanks for your call. How come only you get to?
Because I'm gay and he was gay, so I say he's great.
Well, I say he's great.
You can't.
Why not?
You're straight.
Well, I still think he's great.
But it doesn't count as much as my opinion. They've got homophobic German shepherds ripping them to shreds right now, and here you are talking about, you know...
What are you talking about, homophobic German shepherds?
They train German shepherds to hate gays. And they turn them on gay people. They got homophobic... You go up and down the kennel and you see these seedy-looking German shepherds. They hate all gay people.
Hold on. Hold on. Take yourself a cold shower and hold on. They got homophobic German shepherds up and down the kennel. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier is with us. I've been called a homophobe tonight, Doug. I don't appreciate it. I have been called...
Phil, if you're a little bit more sensitive to the problems of gay people in Hollywood...
I asked the question about Anne Heche working. You didn't want to answer the question. You've accused me of being a homophobe, of being a bigot, of being everything else under the sun. I've known you for 10 years. You know I'm not a homophobe. I knew you were gay before you even came out. So why you would say this about me...
I'm saying it, Phil, because I do like you, because you are a friend of mine, and because I think you're playing into the hands of a lot of bigots.
Why won't you just answer the question, if she's the victim of homophobia...
She has had a metaphorical hose turned on her.
Oh, come on, man. A hose?
She's been lynched. She's eating at a lunch counter. She's drinking out of a faucet for gays only.
Jesus H, man. I mean...
She is eating the metaphorical fried chicken. Anne Heche. I told you they've moved into a smaller home in Malibu. I told you they're only living in a four-bedroom home. I told you that they've got the town car now instead of the limousine service. Why won't you listen to what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, that's rough, man, the town car. That sucks. Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hey, yeah. Am I on?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Kate. This man is scaring the hell out of me. I don't know whether you guys are friends or not.
I'm looking for tolerance here, ma'am. I'm not looking
You know what?
For
I'm here. Totally for tolerance, but what you're saying scares me. First of all, the point you made about Harvey Milk and the fact that you can only say that he's great because you're gay.
Mr. Henry,
let me finish. That's like saying you can only admire Gandhi if you're Indian, or you can only admire Martin Luther King
if you're
black. How come
Harvey Milk, to me, was one of the greatest public figures we've had in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me tell you something.
You can't say that because you're straight.
Why can't I say it because I'm straight?
That's insane.
Why?
That's totally insane.
Are you straight?
I can only admire somebody if I'm like them.
Are you straight, ma'am?
I'm an Irish Catholic straight woman. That means I can only admire Irish Catholic straight people.
Then you don't get to like Harvey Milk.
What do you mean she doesn't
get
to like Harvey Milk?
I don't get to admire him. Are you kidding? If I could live the kind of life that he lived and Mayor Moscone and emulate that kind of pride
now
and also that kind of like righteousness in your life.
George Moscone you can like. He was straight.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about?
You're a fascist.
I'm a fascist?
Yes, it's fascist what you're saying. And first of all, you've never responded to Phil's question about Anne Heche. Her career has totally taken off. You know what? The two of them, I sympathize with
what
they're going through. No, you know what?
Anne and Ellen had a giant lipstick burned on their front yard, front lawn.
You know what?
Let me tell you something.
What do you mean they had a giant lipstick burned on their front lawn?
It's because of, like, look what the Klan does.
You know what?
If
that happened, I'm truly sorry for them. But the reality is, Anne Heche has done nothing but work. Whether it's because she's gay or not, I have no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't seem to me that her coming out of the closet has like hindered her at all. Number one.
As I said, she's
number two. Ellen's show, the moment that she came out, became all about her being gay.
All right, hold on.
And the reality is that her show struggled for years. They went through many cast changes.
Will you hang on, ma'am? I need to go through to news. I'd like to hang you on the line here, if you don't mind.
All
Doug,
right.
Can you hang on?
Okay.
You're going to put me through more of this bashing, Phil.
You're not being bashed, okay?
Bashed. You don't even listen.
Hold on.
You're somebody who's so, like, militantly...
Yeah. Right. Hang on the line, ma'am, and we'll get to your call. We have some others holding on. This is a little hot, so we'll hang it over for a few seconds. Into the next...